Have you changed your buying habits because you're not just plastic bags falling from the sky and you're grabbing at them and throwing stuff into it? That's no longer the case.
Do you shop less because of the lack of plastic bags in your life? We've got a text message here saying, been plastic bag free for ages. At the supermarket, use trolley bags or boxes. Farmers markets, we just BYO bags. Think many do smaller multiple shops now.
And another one, similar. I would say a downturn in supermarket sales is a good thing environmentally. We throw out a third of the food we buy. If people are buying less food and no one is walking around hungrier, it must mean we're throwing away less excess. I don't want a booming economy if it's fueled by us buying things just to throw them away unused. What's going on with all of this? Dominic Lamb joins us. She's the CEO of the National Retail Association. Have we seen a change in our shopping habits?
Oh, hi, guys. Look, certainly from our membership's perspective, what we have heard is that people are really embracing the ban on shopping bags. In fact, they've received a lot of positive feedback, certainly around that environmental element. And in terms of what people are spending, look, we know there were a few teething problems when certainly in those states that hadn't had a ban before implemented. But now the most biggest complaint I get from consumers is, I keep buying more bags because I forget my bag.
So why then is there a complaint in, or, you know, a story in the papers about Australian businesses basically warning the Treasury that, look, this is affecting us, we're being weakened by this, and it's worth considering when you look at the effect it'll have on the economy?
Look, I mean, I think that, look, certainly we haven't seen that response. I mean, we have 28,000 shop fronts across the country, and that's not the feedback we've received.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing is, when you look at the retail figures, look, they've been like this for some time, probably for about the last 3 to 5 years. So to say that, you know, a ban is having quite a significant impact, certainly on our industry, I think is probably incorrect. I think there are a number of things impacting, but I think the ban on plastic bags certainly isn't one of them.
From your insights then, from the coalface, what do you think is impacting a shift downward in retail?
I mean, the biggest complaints that we get from our retailers, particularly small and medium-sized business, is certainly the cost of labour, leasing and tenancy disputes, you know, technology and digital. I mean, just the concern about, you know, how do you engage with data and how do you get the best out of your consumers and you know, and what those big kind of technology players are impacting on retailers. The other thing is retail crime. So right now we know that we lose billions of dollars each year across the country, and it's on the increase by about 13% each year.
Self-service?
No, not just self-service. It's actually more about organised crime now, which is quite concerning. So the one statistic that comes to mind is in Brisbane CBD alone, we lose $618 million a year. That's in one location, in one CBD. And that's certainly something that our members are really concerned about, because there's no kind of compensation for them losing large amounts of stock.
What about the feedback we're getting from consumers that while the plastic bag thing was a good first step, it is only a first step, and the fact that most packaging is still in plastic is something that they're not thrilled about. Are retailers considering those changes as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we're certainly hearing more and more. I mean, we talk about this thing called consumer activism, and we know that now consumers are bonding with brands based on values, and the consumers don't want to see as much plastic. So we are certainly hearing that our members and that retailers are considering reducing plastic, and that means, you know, removing straws, plastic lids, you know, the plastic wrapping, all of those kinds of things. I guess we'll have to see when that occurs, but I would say it's not too far away.
Well, it's very interesting to hear your perspective, and I guess what we were talking about was a business liaison program that the Department of Treasury held, consulted with some businesses that felt that plastic bags were the cause of some of the retail downturn. But again, we're hearing this morning, Dominic Lamb, the CEO of the National Retail Association, that is not necessarily the case.